Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I miss Jason's classic Christmas cut because I was had so many things on the plate. I just totally missed it at 10:06. It was a Mannheim steamroller. See? No, I did. I totally missed it. All right. I want to get to something that is a couple days old, but I just haven't had a chance to get to it. It's the numbers dealing with young voters, millennials. By the way, millennials, if you don't know, I have heard people say Gen X, Gen Y, and the millennials. I actually think Gen Y and the millennials are pretty much the same. Baby boom generation, well, you know who the greatest generation are. World War II generation. My parents survived a depression, won World War II, and then have their children call them war criminals for it. And basically gave birth to the baby boom, literally. Boomer generation, anywhere between 75 and 90 million, depending on which number you believe and how you measure the baby boom. It's usually measured 18 years, 1946 to 1964. Then you have Gen X, boomers' kids. Gen Y, or the millennials, are boomers' kids' kids. Or if you're a tail-end boomer and you had kids later in life than most, you combine those two things. I was born in 61. The boom goes to 64, but I was in my early mid-30s before I started having children, so I actually have millennials, 18 to 29. My daughters are 18 and 20. So they're on the tail end of the millennial generation. Barack Obama banked on the millennials. A poll earlier this week, the Harvard Millennials poll, found only 22% of young Americans defined in the survey as between 18 and 29 plan to sign up for Obamacare. Even more troubling for the administration, fewer than a third, only 29% of people who currently do not have health insurance plan to enroll. Actuarially, the Affordable Care Act depends upon these young Americans signing up. Trey Grayson, director of Harvard's Institute of Politics, said, "Our survey shows that the administration has a lot of work to do to get them on board. Indeed, the Affordable Care Act relies on a large pool of young, healthy enrollees to pay for older, sicker Americans. Without their premium support, the entire system is at risk of collapse." RNC Chair Reince Priebus put it accurately, if indelicately. These kids realize they've been screwed. They realize that by design, Obamacare screws them. And they're saying, yeah, no. No, actually, we're not doing this. And there's no logical reason for them to play along. The fine is minimal enough where they can say, forget it. John Fun, writing at National Review Online, calls this Obama's roll of the dice. Young people reject Obama's gamble with their future. They prefer online casinos. By the way, you know what he's referring to. If you don't, we'll get to it in a moment if you haven't heard that. President Obama is back selling his health care law with the manic intensity of a late-night infomercial pitchman who knows that if he doesn't move the product, it could be discontinued. Here's Obama aiming his comments at young people this Wednesday. The product is good. It's affordable. This is a big deal, to quote Joe Biden. That's not what Joe Biden said. And if you're a student body president, set up a conference on campus. If you're a bartender, have a happy hour. But it's the president who may need a drink after viewing the latest poll numbers on young people's attitudes towards Obamacare. At the heart of the health care law is the following premise. Enough young and healthy people will sign up for new health insurance through the government's excuse for a website to provide enough income for insurance companies so the plan's subsidies to older and sicker uninsured people can keep flowing. About 40% of those who sign up for new plans will have to be under 35 for this cost-shifting scheme to work. Again, all of this has been known for some time. 40% of enrollees need to be under 35. For the math to shake out here. If they're not, Then to avoid having everyone's premiums start to dramatically spike upwards, Obama may have to bail out insurance companies, the least popular and least trusted private sector provider of services outside used car lots. Explaining that to voters may be beyond anyone's rhetorical gifts. Obama's most pressing problem is that young people aren't buying into his sales pitch. A new Harvard University Institute of Politics poll of those under 30 years of age has devastating news for Obamacare, and we just shared some of this. 29% of uninsured young people say they will definitely, only 29% of uninsured young people say they will definitely, 13% or likely 16%, enroll in new plans via the exchanges. Despite an avalanche of public service ads, thousands of navigators, glorified sales reps, recruited from Obama-friendly nonprofits, and numerous celebrity endorsements, the product isn't moving. The Harvard study found that the president's job approval among young people is down to 41%. This is almost bigger than their opinion on Obamacare, by the way. He has lost young people. A full 57% of young people, 18 to 29, now oppose Obamacare, with those believing it will lower the quality of health care outnumbering those who think it will improve the quality by more than 2-1. As the Washington Post put it, overall, the young simply don't like what they see when it comes to Obamacare. Young people disapprove of the law, believe it will make them pay more for health care, and on balance, see it making their quality of care worse rather than better. How long have I and others been saying this? How long have we been saying this isn't going to work, that they're not going to be stupid enough to buy this? We've been saying it over and over and over and over. Obamacare is guaranteed to raise health care costs for young people because it bans insurance companies from charging older people more than three times what they charge younger customers. So many people don't know that. And prevents any premium variation based on the applicant's health habits or record other than smoking. And the subsidies that President Obama promises low-income young people so they can pay for insurance, they will be chump change compared to what others get. And it shows how they're just not going to get enough money to make this work. As Reince Priebus said, they get screwed. This was the entire underpinning of Obamacare. And this is not Republicans ripping this. This is people finding out it's junk. That's all that it is. However, Republicans do, I agree with those who say, Republicans do need to come up with a singular plan, free market plan, to replace Obamacare. Then you can talk about repeal. Mark in Vesper. Mark, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. We've been saying, the conservatives have been saying for years that we're, you know, the national deficit is causing us to, you know, put the tab on the children and grandchildren. Well, Obama's finally making them write the check, and that's what's coming home to roost for him.
Now, you know what could work out about this, Mark, if we conservatives play this right? This is a laboratory experiment of redistribution falling on its face. What we have to do is convince those 18 to 29-year-olds this is the liberal philosophy in all things, not just health care.
Exactly.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. That's what we have to do here. Look, this is liberalism. Obamacare is not an anomaly. It's a textbook example of how they want to redistribute wealth. They don't want to grow wealth. And the best example, and I think it was from the Wall Street Journal, the best analogy that I heard about Obamacare, you make people in coach pay first class prices so other people can ride in coach. That's exactly what you're doing. There is nothing affordable about it. It's damn near a shell game or Ponzi scheme. That reality is hitting home. It's 10:45.
December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.